USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A substantial amount of cryptocurrencies, FTX's assets, are either missing or stolen. A lawyer for the failed company said in court, Tuesday's hearing is exposing FTX's bankruptcy case as its new leaders begin chasing down whatever assets they can find. Daniel Roberts on Fox Business is the editor-in-chief at Decrypt.
$8 or $9 billion in the hole in terms of customer withdrawals that are owed. The damage here might be more. A lot of funds that are just missing, vanished. There's been accusations of a backdoor between FTX and Alameda. That was Sam Bankman-Fried's other company. Hilariously, in a tweet, he said that was just incorrect internal labeling.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones must pay the full $49 million a jury awarded the parents of a Sandy Hook school shooting victim. A Texas judge ruled overnight. Mr. Jones claimed the shooting was staged. The amount is much higher than the maximum set by Texas law that limits punitive damages to $750,000 per plaintiff. After President Biden claimed victory for resolving the railroad labor dispute earlier this year, the truth is it's not resolved. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has an update.
Railroad unions and management are heading back to the bargaining table in an effort to head off a national strike in December. The Biden administration had praised a tentative deal in September to resolve disputes about pay and working conditions. Texas Republican Congressman Beth Van Dune says this issue is bigger than most people realize.
It's something totally different when you think about the number of products that go on rail, including liquid natural gas and things like chlorine that help with all of our water supplies. This is a national security issue, not just a Christmas gift issue.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
At least six people were killed in a mass shooting Tuesday night inside a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, and the shooter is also dead. City officials said early Wednesday, officers responded to the store less than an hour before closing time. Chesapeake Police Public Information Officer Leo Kaczynski.
So at 10:12 p.m., our emergency dispatch center received a call for a shooting that occurred here at the Walmart here on Sam Circle. So we respond initially. We found, as soon as we get here, we find basic evidence that a shooting had occurred. What was actively going on. So we responded in an active shooter fashion. We're trained for that.
After Amazon announced this week they were laying off roughly 10,000 jobs, another tech company is planning large layoffs. Victoria Idoni reports from the nation's capital.
In the latest in a wave of layoffs that has hit the tech industry, HP says it will eliminate 4,000 to 6,000 jobs, roughly 12% of its workforce, through the end of 2025. The computer maker projects that the cuts will save an annualized $1.4 billion. Executives say a pullback in demand for personal computers continues to pressure HP's bottom line, and they're not optimistic that'll change in 2023.
On this day in 1936, the first issue of the pictorial magazine Life is published, featuring a cover photo of the Fort Peck Dam spillway. It's also Billy the Kid's birthday from 1859. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.